Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 21. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the men of Anathoth, who seek your life, and say, do not prophesy in the name of the Lord, or you will die by our hand. So a little background here. Anathoth was Jeremiah's village, and the people of Anathoth had revolted against King David. They'd been excluded from temple service. As a result, they were disconnected from worship at the temple. They were disobedient to God's word. They were not worshiping God's way. So it's no surprise that when Jeremiah brought God's word to them, they reacted negatively. They threatened Jeremiah and told him not to prophesy God's word in God's name. And they said, if you prophesy in the name of the Lord, you will die by our hand. So they're threatening Jeremiah. I read this verse and I can't help but to think about how brothers and sisters in Christ all around the world right now, if they speak the word of God, will be threatened with death. I think about brothers and sisters in North Korea right now, who if they publicly share the gospel, that is an immediate death sentence, at least leading to a life of imprisonment in a labor camp that may end in death. I think about brothers and sisters in Somalia right now, Afghanistan. If our brothers and sisters proclaim the gospel in those places openly, then persecution is sure to come. I mean, death, not even just calling others to believe the gospel, just saying one believes the gospel will lead to having your throat slit in Somalia. So I'm provoked to pray and to lead us in prayer for our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world in light of Jeremiah 11:21, God, we pray for our brothers and sisters around the world right now in places like North Korea, in Somalia, God, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, God, places where it is dangerous to proclaim your word. We pray that you would give them grace and boldness to proclaim it boldly, wisely, humbly, God, knowing that there is risk to their lives in that. Please, oh God, help them. Please strengthen them. God, as persecution comes, we pray that you would stand by them, be with them, deliver them. God, we pray, please help them. Please, please help them so that your word would go forth in North Korea. God, please help our brothers and sisters not to stay silent with your word in North Korea. Help them to know how to share it. We pray for the same in Somalia, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, and other places in the world. And God, even as we pray for them and for strength and for boldness for them to speak, knowing it may cost them greatly, God, we just praise you for the freedom we have to speak, for the freedom I have to speak the gospel today to anybody and not fear for my life. So God, help me, help us to take advantage of that freedom, that opportunity. God, help us not to, in this way, dishonor our brothers and sisters in North Korea with the freedom we have that we stay silent, even as we pray for them to speak when it might cost them their lives. God, may it not be so. God, make us a bold people with your word, not fearing rejection or awkwardness or whatever may come. God, please help us to proclaim your word. Help our brothers and sisters in persecution around the world to proclaim your word, and help us to proclaim your word. And we pray that in the middle of it all, you would draw people to yourself through us and our proclamation of your word in your name. You would save people from sin, that you would build people up in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.